I see, and the reason. I'm with you today. From the abide, to the abide. Hallelujah, the abides with me. I'm rejoicing like a man as I walk with you. For the comforter abides with me.
One more time.
The abide, the abide. Hallelujah, the abides with me.
Truly excited to be here this morning.
Amen.
I'm under anticipation of what the Lord's going to do today.
Amen.
This is going to be a great day.
Amen.
This is going to be a red letter day. You might as well just get your red pen out and just write it down.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I know you've heard this tape so many times. It is a go-to tape for the bride of Jesus Christ. I was listening to it yesterday and I was being like Brother Branham. I was stomping my feet and beating the chair and standing up and down. It's like, praise the name of the Lord. I'm so glad, Lord Jesus, for this message and what it is. It's everything to us. There is nothing else. Oh, we're just pilgrims and strangers and we're just passing through and we're just here for just a little bit of a time and we're going on, but he's calling and he's bringing all this bride together. Amen?
Amen?
Were you conscious of him after Wednesday night service?
Amen.
Amen. When you woke up Thursday morning, and we were talking about that, the angels encamp around about those
Amen.
That fear him.
Amen.
We fear him, but we love him.
Amen.
And when you wake up, it's just to be conscious that he's around. He says, Brother Bram says, do you feel the impulse? I love how he says, the impulse of that Holy Spirit. And it is an impulse. Are you conscious that he's here right now? Oh, my goodness. Amen. If our spiritual eyes is that's what it is to be. That's what Brother Bram says. He says, listen close. Your spiritual eyes. He says, if it is to catch that. What he did about Gehazi. And he says that with Elijah. When Elijah was there, and as he spoke in the service the other night, he says, here they were, the Syrian army, to come down to kill him. They were all there. And they were all around. And he said, Gehazi, that great servant, he was a real, you have to be a good servant to be around in the presence of God's prophet and messenger.
Amen.
He says, there he was, and he come up, but right away, like we do sometimes, first thing when he's seen the Syrian army, when we see battles, when we get sick, when the devil comes after us, the first thing we do, we go in fear. We just fear. This is what we do. Instantly, we fear. And obviously, that's what happened to Gehazi. He went into fear. He goes, Master, Master, oh my goodness, look at these armies. They're everywhere. He says, Elijah. He says, he called into God and he says, open this boy's eyes. So he can see what's around. And that's why Brother Ram says, now get it. He says, open your spiritual eyes.
Amen.
Brother Branham on that tape, I don't know if you caught it. He said, Elijah did not see the angels. Oh, that makes me feel good. Because we get that we are talking about a product that we want to see. We want to be able to physically see it and doing it. And how much more it would mean to us is saying, man, if I knew an angel was standing right here when I wake up in the morning and he's right there and the Holy Spirit is there, man, I don't know what I would do. He is.
Amen.
You just can't see it. That's how he's saying being conscious.
Amen.
He said Elijah didn't seem, but he said he was conscious. He was conscious that they were there. He felt the impulse of all those angels and stuff. And then when he said, open up his eyes, oh, Gehazi must have had a jubilee. Oh, my goodness. And so that is to think all the time, is to remind you is when we did it. And the other morning when it was, the reality of that, we sometimes get so distant sometimes because that we are a product of this is what we have to have. And we want to see with our eyes. But that morning, after saying that when I woke up that morning and I got down on my knees, and I was conscious that they were there, and I think in my mind, it's like, whoa, they're right here in this room with me. Lord, you're right here with me. I couldn't speak. How can you speak in the presence of Almighty God? Yeah. But it was so wonderful. My heart was so bubbling inside of me. It's like, Lord, you love me so much that you're with me everywhere. You know my every care. You abide with me day and night. We have nothing to fear. Because he is always there with us. He is always there with you. Wherever you go. Do you believe that today? You better believe that. That's what a royal seed of Abraham does. He recognizes who that you are. And that's what this message tells us over and over again. Recognize who that you are. And that he's present all the time with us, because they do encamp round about those that do fear him. And that we love the Lord with all of our heart. But we're going to have battles. That doesn't mean that you're free from battles. That's not what it means. We're going to have battles, and battles are hard. They're difficult. There's all ranges of battles. We continue to have them day in and day out. Little tests and trials that we have all the time. But they're great. And I'm thankful for battles. Listen to what that prophet said the other night. Now, before you can have a victory, there has to be a battle. And if there's no battles, then there's no victories. So we ought to be thankful for the battles and the trials. And it's God giving us the opportunity to have victories.
Amen.
Amen. He says, don't that make you feel a little better now?
Amen.
It does. That it is. He's giving us those tests and trials. He's going to prove to Satan who that you are. He's got to prove to them, and it is. We're being tested and tried all the time that we are, and that's why we love victories. It's hard going through our battles, and we're all. Is there anybody here that's not going through a battle? Every single one of us are going through battles. Brother Branham says it's setting the ray in this church right here today. We're in battles. It's right here. But when you overcome, you have faith, and you believe, and you hold on. And you hold on, and you hold on, and you hold on, and you hold on. And then when the reality, you see it come in the past. Oh, how sweet are those victories.
Amen.
We are part of God's great solar system. He says, before the foundation of the world, we were in him. Before there was a solar system, all the stars and the planets and everything else, before they were even created, you were there with him.
Amen.
You're just that life that was in it, that spirit that is in it, it comes inside of you.
Amen.
It's so wonderful. I was talking to Brother William, they're getting ready to have a baby. I said, man, just wait. I said, the greatest moment that there is when that baby is born, and that baby comes out and it's blue. And then all at once it goes, and this is when it does, it turns red. And then right there, that life enters into it.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. He said, that Holy Spirit, which is each one of you, because each one of you did that. You did that. He said, that life enters into you right there. That spirit, that soul, it enters into you. It's been with him in the presence of Almighty God since the beginning of time.
Amen.
It's been sitting there waiting for this body to become manifested. Then all at once, It enters into that body and you become life.
Amen.
And there you are. That spirit. This is just flesh and blood. Amen. It's just nothing. It's just a tabernacle, he said, that we live in for a short period of time. Quick. And the older you get, you find out how quick that is. It goes pretty quick. And it's just there. But he says, then instantly that spirit that's inside of you that was there, when you see us, boom, like we were the other day with Sister Collins' funeral. That's just a body laying there. Ain't nothing. It's just a little tabernacle. It's a vessel. He says it's setting in the presence of Almighty God.
Amen.
Oh, my. And we know that it's the truth. Because God sent his prophet beyond the curtain of time to say, I was there. I saw, and you were there. We don't have to wonder about it no more.
No.
Even the prophet of God did, but he knew that we needed that extra nugget of encouragement to know that it wasn't a fairy tale or angels around, or that you have your personality, that you know who you are. God gave you personality. We're part of God's personality. That's what's so wonderful. And no two are alike. It's so amazing. So we're part of that great solar system that we are. We are his stars. Because he says that was the first Bible that was ever written. He says, was the stars. He said, now we don't make that, like he said, a pyramid doctrine and stars and all that. But he says that that was his first Bible. They looked up and seen it like the Magi and they studied it. He said that he looked and he says, I could never figure out that solar system and all they have and Leo the lion and everything. But we are his stars, positionally placed.
Amen.
He's positionally placed us. And he is that great morning star. He is the morning star that reflects. We're in him, but he is the great one that reflects us. We are truly, we're soldiers. We're soldiers in God's army. You believe that? Are you happy to be a soldier in God's army? We're being dressed. He says we're being trained. We're being dressed. And day in and day out, we hear what that prophet of God is saying. And we change and we conform, and that we're learning all the time. And it's specialized training. Like we've talked about, it is. It's just not just regular, it's out regular training, specialized training.
Amen.
And you're going to hear some more of it today.
Amen.
You're going to hear some real specialized training today. Great training that's going to keep you forever. And we always need to refer back to it because it's so important that we do. He's going to tell us that we already know. We already know we have the most powerful weapon that was known to man. He said, our atomic bomb. He said is F-A-I-T-H in this word. You got to have faith in the word. That's what puts it in the action. He said, you got to believe it. He said, just like Jesus, if he was standing here, he said, he couldn't heal you. He said, he's done healed you. He said, you got to believe in what he said. I've already done it for you. Even in the prayer lines, he says, as they come by, he said, you notice very few times Brother Brandon says, thus saith the Lord that you're healed. Thus saith the Lord that you're healed. He says, so-and-so, and your name so-and-so, do you believe it? Go, you're healed. Absolutely. Amen. Somebody have come up to me and says, Brother Joseph, do you believe I'm healed? Amen, you're healed.
Amen.
Everybody, you're all healed.
Amen.
I can tell you all, thus saith the Lord, you're all healed.
Amen.
Whatever you have need of, thus saith the Lord, you got it. That's what the word says. That's just as much as a reality that he's standing right here.
Amen.
We wait for something we want to do, and it says, if I could just see a sign, see a sign. We don't have to see a sign. We heard, saw a sign.
Yeah.
We've got it. We got a promise. We got a word.
Amen.
You just need to act upon it.
Amen.
Amen. He says that we get that from a 5-star general.
Amen.
He says, which is J-E-S-U-S. He gives orders to us. You know, somebody, and I want to clear it up, that one time that I was here and I was saying that in one of the messages, our 5-star general, Brother Branham, you all know exactly how we all believe. We do not worship that man, but that's the vessel God chose. And saying that is meaning it's the Spirit of Christ through that man. That's the mouthpiece he picked. He picked the mouthpiece. I didn't and you didn't. He chose him. So you got to take that up with him. But the bride knows we got to be able to get orders because we don't know what the word says. So he sent his 5-star general. Jesus spoke through that prophet. And he gives us orders. Do this, do this, do this. Set in the corner of the room and listen to these tapes. Press play. He gave us orders. And I say, amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad that he did. We're just talking, where would we be if we didn't? If we didn't have this message, where would we be? We'd be in denomination. We'd be in confusion. We'd be out there in all that mess like everybody else is. But God stored up this food, and you're going to hear it today. You're going to hear the Lord speak through his prophet telling you, I stored up this food for you. So when you're in Jeffersonville, around the world, and you listening in around the world, you can feed upon it. You can feast upon it, the stored up food. He can battle against you, but he can't get you. He can't get you. Only if you accept it. He said you got to accept it. It's the same word. And that's what we want to find out today. We're in a battlegrounds. And that battlegrounds is where? Right here. He says it is faith and doubt. You've either got to have faith to believe it, and faith puts it in action. Faith holds on and says, thus saith the Lord, I'm healed. Thus saith the Lord, I'm having whatever I have need of. Whatever that you have upon your heart. It's his word and I take his promise. Or his, how could that be? I really don't know. And maybe it is. And maybe if I felt a little quiver, maybe that means I got it. It ain't a quiver, or it ain't a shake, or it ain't this. I need a sensation. I need to know. We're conscious. Our conscience tells us that it is. That we feel the impulse of that Holy Spirit inside of us. You know who you are.
Amen.
You know that you're royal seed of Abraham.
Amen.
You know no matter what it is or what the world says or what it appears or how you feel, you know who that you are. Put it in action, he said. He said, it's just like that gun. You throw up that gun and it'll snap. What do? You throw another shell in it real quick. And he said, you just keep shooting and keep shooting and keep shooting. And that's what we're doing. We just keep shooting. So unless we accept that doubt, he can't enter in. We have to accept it, just like he did with Satan. He says, what do? We cast him out.
Amen.
I cast you out, Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus. You have nothing to do with me.
Amen.
Nothing. He has nothing to do with you. God will let him do things to you. Just go ahead. Just like he did with Job. He let you. But we cast him out. He's waiting for you. That's those little battles he's talking about. That's the battle, but then we get the victories. And the victories are so sweet. And we've been trained with that of what to do. And you know what that is? What are we trained to use? The Word. Let's say it. The Word. Amen. We're trained with the Word. That's what this message is. It's a Word. We're eagles. Hatched eagles. We've been hatched. Like Brother Brent says, the chicken peck, peck, peck and gets its way out and gets started. And, you know, I had written down, you know what? We're hatching eagles. It's like, I scribbled it out and I put the ing, I scribbled it out and put ed.
Amen.
We're not hatching, we're hatched.
Amen.
We're done hatched. We got our wings. We're not just coming out. We're eagles. And like Brother Bram said on the Dink Off the Dink, he said, them little baby eagles, he says, perhaps never been out of the nest before. He said, they took that beak, and I love it. He says, he grabbed a hold of that wing, and he says, just straight up into the mountains that it went, that eagle, just holding on to Mother Eagle. That's who we are. He says, he was getting them out there, testing their wings. And that's what we do. When we go for those tests and trials and battles, he's just testing our wings. He's letting you know, you're going to hold on, or what are you going to do? He'll dump you off sometimes. He'll get you up there and he'll flip you off. And it's like, whoa. What are you going to do? Or are you going to go, whoa. You start flying away, man. Start flying away. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm happy to be flying with you. I said, you're soldiers in the Lord's army. You're fearless.
Amen.
Because the devil, he's going to come after you. And what you know what that prophet of God's going to tell you today? You know what you do? He said, you pull out that sword and you do what? You whack him. And he says, when he comes after you again, which he does, he said, what do? Whack him again. Let's just say that. Whack him again and whack him again. He said, just keep whacking it away. He says, just keep going on. He says, with what? The word. The word. And we've already been trained. That's really specialized soldiers. You know what to use is the word. And you store that up. Sometimes you don't even know where it comes from. The Holy Spirit living inside of you. And you think, I don't know how to do it. It's inside of you. It's living in you. It's a living word living into the bride of Jesus Christ. And it goes into action. Like he says, take no thought of what you say. We all worry, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? How am I going to do it? Don't worry about that. It's, Lord, I'm yours. And then when the time comes, he's there. He's there. If you're a believer and you're a believer, he's there. He says, just hold on to that sword with both hands and whack at him and go at him and be fearless and know who that you are. Like he said many times, you're nobody. He's everything. And he abides in you and you are in him. And so today, are you ready, soldiers?
Amen.
Are you ready for some special training to do?
Amen.
Are you ready to get more fortified behind this word?
Amen.
To know how to go when you're in battle, how to go into action.
Amen.
That's what all that training is. You just get trained when we hear the word, so when we go into battle, we know what to do. It becomes second nature to you. You don't have to. It's like they're out there bow hunting. And I know this is the season in deer hunting. Is that they practice. And it's called instinctively shooting. That you don't even have to look because you shoot so many times, you don't even think about it. They just put the arrow in and you let it go and they can do bullseye. They don't even pay attention. Is, did you knock your arrow? Did you set it on the rest? Did you do it all that? You've done it so many times, it's just instinctively that we do it. And that's what I want to do with this word. I want it to be instinctively in me. That I know how to move into action. Actually, all the time. He said, we're written epistles read of all men. So today, we're going to be trained. Today, you're going to hear where Brother Branham, the Spirit of the Lord, spoke through him and said he was storing up the food.
Amen.
Storing up the food so we'd have something to feed upon.
Amen.
How many times have we said, what they store it up for? Oh, just keep it in there. He said, it's just like a little mouse sitting there and say, I'm going to eat one grain a day. Not us. I'm going to eat as much grain as I possibly can. I'm not going to take a little bit at a time. We got to eat it all the time. That's what's stored up. And it's the inexhaustible fountain. You can only get closer and say, well, I've already got the Holy Ghost. There's more. There's more. My brother the other day was coming up to me and he told me, and I might have mentioned it, you forgive me. And he says that Brother Joseph, it's just been wonderful. Praise the Lord. It's just been wonderful in services and the message, and it means more. And I said, brother, you ain't even seen nothing yet. We're just starting. We're just starting. We're going to be more like him today. We're going to be more like him after this service. It's going to get greater and greater and greater and greater. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've got a new soldier in our army today.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
Amen.
And once the Lord has given them a special little love gift, they want to take that love gift and they want to give it back to him. Amen.
Amen.
How wonderful. One more soldier in God's army. If they want to come forward, we're going to have a baby dedication. Bring Malachi is in the presence of Almighty God. presence of Almighty God.
Amen.
Just like
Amen.
You.
Amen.
But it was in Him from the beginning, and now it's here. And He's given it to this family, and they want to give it back and say, Lord, you know, you can't always be with your children. You want to be right there to protect them, but you can't. They got to be in His hands. And that's the only way, is when you know you put them in His hands, Lord, I just want to take as best care as I can for them. And You're the best care there is. So I want to give them back to You, Lord Jesus. And that's what they've come to do. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, what an honor it is to come before Your throne, Lord, and bring this little love gift that You've put into this home, Lord. Father, how great Thou art. Thou give good gifts to families, Lord. And Father, they've heard that voice speak to them, and they only want the best for little Malachi, Lord. And that's You, Lord. And they brought him here today to place him back into Your hands, Lord, for a life of service, Lord. Father, they want You to have Your angels encamp around about him, Lord. And they've come to place him into Your hands, Lord. Father, for a life of service to You. May You bless and be with him, Lord. May Your hand always be with him, watch him, protect him, and keep him, Lord. May that sweet Holy Spirit abide with him, Lord Jesus. May You be with this family, Lord. May You always be the guest present, Lord. And Father, may they raise him up into the admonition of this word. Bless him and be with him, Lord. Now as we take him and we commit him back into Your hands, Lord, we give him to You, Lord, in the precious and lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask these things and we all say, Amen. Amen. Heads as we go to prayer this morning. He is so good.
Amen.
He never disappoints. And we're all conscious that He's here.
Amen.
We're thankful for that. Where would we be if we didn't have You, Lord Jesus? You've gathered Your bride together around the world, Lord, to come and to hear Your word, to be fortified in Your word, to draw closer to You, Lord. Truly, we're thankful to be part of Your great army, Lord. We want those orders that You give us to go deep in our heart, Lord. We have many requests. Father, we know that You know each and every one of them. And You're here to meet them, because thus saith the Lord, You've done answered them.
Amen.
We're just going to plow the F-A-I-T-H and J-E-S-U-S and believe for it today. Each one of these requests. There's many that have come in. Our brother Jerry Jones is sick in his body. Sister Frank Ogden. We have some families from South Africa. I don't know how to pronounce their name, but God knows them.
Amen.
He knows the request. We've got Aunt Sister Amy Miller. Brother Hugo. Brother Mike Lunsford, who's in the hospital with a heart problem. Your sister Helen Mullen, she's sick and been throwing up. I want to remember architect that did the work for the voice of God. His name is Clark Barnett. As soon as he got done doing the work out to Still Waters, the devil struck him with cancer. As soon as the job was done, he attacked him. He's had surgery and chemo and radiation. I want us as a church to remember him today. God will touch that man for what he did for the bride of Jesus Christ. Also, I remember our brother Gordon Titone. He's in the hospital. He's not feeling well. His sugar was acting up on him. What a soldier for a cross. We love him, and we know that Father's going to go right now and visit him. Our prayer's going to reach out with each one of these. And whatever you have a need of, just raise your hand and say, Lord Jesus, You know my need. You know the desire. You know what I have need of, Lord. Grant it, Lord. And today, Lord, is my hands up. Open up my heart, my soul, for that word to go deep in my heart, Lord, to be more like you, Lord. Give me the faith to accept it, Lord, to know that I'm yours, to accept what you've done for me, Lord. Father, I'm so thankful that you reassure me that you are the great I am, and I am your soldier. I'm your predestinated seed. And I'm sure, Lord, you're here. You're here today, present, to be with me, Lord.
Amen.
He's here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's here.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. We welcome you, Lord, to be with us today. He is here. Same, Lord. We can't be the same, Lord. For Father, we've seen our names written on the Lamb's Book of Life, Lord Jesus. Father, we're like John must have been when he saw his name written on the Lamb's Book of Life. Lord, we can't contain with inside of us how we feel, how we love you, how we thank you, Lord. How we thank you for thus saith the Lord. How we thank you for the words of eternal life, Lord. Oh, Lord God, we love you and we're so thankful, Lord. Today we confess we're conscious, Lord, that you're here with us, Lord. Father, we might not be able to see all the angels that are around here in the pillar of fire, but we feel you, Lord. We feel the impulse of you, Lord. And we're so thankful, Lord Jesus. Father, we just want to invite you to come to be with us today, Lord. Open up our hearts, our mind, our soul, every fiber of our body, Lord, to take in this word, Lord. Let us feed upon this spiritual food that's been stored for your bride, Lord. It's the only thing that can sustain your bride, Lord. We've come together from the east and the west, the north and the south. Many on the airwaves listening in, Lord. You've got your bride around the world, Lord. We're coming together, Lord, to worship you this morning, to be more like you, Lord, to take orders from our five-star general, Lord. Father, we want to put it into action, not let it just be words, Lord, but put it into action, Lord. And Father, these requests, Lord, that we have read them before you, Lord. We know that you know every one of them. We know that you knew them before, that they were written down, Lord Jesus. You know every hand that was raised, Lord. Do you know what the desire of their heart is? Oh, great I am. Great Jehovah Jireh, you are. You provided a lamb for us. You provided a way for us. You provided healing for us. You have done healed. It has done been done at Calvary. By your stripes, we were healed. It's a finished work. It's done. All these requests, all the hands that are risen, it's finished. It's done. We accept it by faith, what you have done, Lord. Let us put it into action, Lord. No matter what it looks like, what it seems, let us put it into action. Let us stand like gallant soldiers with our hands held onto that sword, the Word. Your Word that you give to the bride of Jesus Christ. Anoint us afresh, Lord Jesus. Come and be with us. We welcome you, Lord. We thank you for your presence this morning. We ask all these things in thy name. That blessed, that holy name. You said that only name the Lord and Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. We all say, Amen.
He is here.
We love the air. Brother Joseph was talking about soldiers, and as we're going to hear this morning, how God is placing each of us.
Amen.
And if we can hold our position, and that's my desire, Lord, I want to follow your orders.
Amen.
And truly there is power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
To break every chain.
Amen.
Lord, break every chain of doubt. Lord, anything we have need of, it can be done today. I believe that with all my heart. As we sing that, truly, there is an army rising up.
Amen.
That bride is recognizing who we are. And it's rising up. Amen.
Well, there is power.
Amen.
Privilege it is this morning to welcome back to this very pulpit.
Amen.
To bring us the message, the greatest battle ever fought.
Amen.
Truly, it is the spiritual food that has been stored up. And he was standing behind this very pulpit when he spoke those words.
Amen.
To come to store up the food. Our five-star general speaking for his prophet.
Amen.
To bring us the message of the hour.
Amen.
God's prophet and our pastor, the world's pastor.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Branham, God bless you.